For the next part of the course on life in Britain today, we're going to look at shopping, at how we shop, and the impact of the consumer society on our lives. Firstly, let's think about the shops themselves. When your parents were the same age as you, the high street offered less choice, and prices were relatively higher. Shops were often family businesses, and many specialised in selling a limited range of goods. For example, there were shops just selling stationery, electrical goods, or even knitting wool. Prices remained stable, except for two short periods when the shops held their end-of-season sales. Now, it's very different. Go to almost any town in Britain, and you'll see the same chains of shops. Although there are more shops to choose from, there is a more limited range to buy, especially clothing, so we tend to have a less individual style. And the building of huge shopping centres, housing every type of store, means you can buy everything you want under one roof. These are usually situated on the outskirts of towns, where land is cheaper, but can often only be reached by car. And there are sales at regular intervals throughout the year. Another change is the way we pay for our goods. Once you could only pay cash and had to save up until you could afford the item. Now, cash is rarely used. Even cheques are being phased out in favour of the credit card. And goods can be bought by paying instalments, allowing us to have what we want whenever we want. Probably the greatest change in shopping habits is buying goods over the internet. This is the fastest growing sector of retailing, and every year more people are taking this up. This method of purchasing has many advantages, the main one being cost, as prices are lower than on the high street. Internet companies can charge less for their goods because they don't have to buy and maintain expensive stores, and they need fewer members of staff. And shoppers enjoy being able to select goods quickly and easily from the comfort of their homes at any time of day or night. But there are drawbacks to this way of shopping, the main one being the fear that when shoppers use their credit cards to pay for the goods, their details can be accessed and stolen. Internet bosses claim that this is rare, but statistics show that this crime is on the increase. Another problem is that only those people who own a computer can benefit from these low prices. And some companies, such as Cut Price Airlines, will only operate through the internet. Older people, not having grown up with this technology, may not know how to use a computer, and so are not able to buy these goods and services. In fact, the internet would be a perfect way for older people to shop. They are often confined to their homes due to illness, and they could use an internet supermarket to order food and have it delivered to their door, instead of having to carry the food home themselves, which can be exhausting. A further disadvantage to shopping on the internet is that you have to order something without trying it on or seeing it with your own eyes. Even though the goods on most internet shopping sites are clearly illustrated, it's only when you have an item delivered that you can tell whether you want to keep it or not. Should you wish to send it back, you have the inconvenience of having to wrap it up and send it back by post. However many drawbacks we can think of, internet shopping is here to stay, and the number of shops in the town centres will decrease and perhaps disappear altogether in the not-so-distant future. Next week, I will continue this course with a lecture about the kind of holidays the British used to take compared to today.